Blog Talk Radio.
Jessie May, your host, and I'm coming to you live from Venice Beach on this windy but beautiful sunny morning here. And I want to welcome everyone to the show today, and I'm actually dedicating the show to a deep call to love, and I really feel called to share about this today. And it's a real invitation for us to tune in, to check in, to really be present with each other. And if you're new to the show, I welcome you. This is really a space that we get to come back to, where we really get to come home in our hearts. And now more than ever, I've really felt called to create a show that speaks to this conversation that needs to be had, that we are having, but that's not being had enough. And it's so apparent with what's happening in the world, and you know what's more recently happened in Paris, and what continues to happen throughout the world. And so I want to really address this, as it's my heart has been heavy around it, as so many of us have been feeling. And I really felt called to touch on this today, because I think that what's most important is that we have a discussion about it, that we, instead of getting enraged, that we lovingly speak to what is really unfolding, and what can we do, and how can we show up, and what does that look like? Because that's really the power of what human hearts can do when we come together. And that's the spirit of what I want to really focus on today, and how we in our little worlds, in our unique worlds, in our own way, really can recognize that we are all so much a part of this bigger community, this global community, and how our impact is so much greater than we know, each one of us, every single one of us. And that's really what I want to focus on today. And in the midst of so much that I have going on, and so much for so many, I work with so many beautiful people all over the world. I have clients everywhere, and I'm so grateful for that. And everyone's feeling it right now. And a lot of people are overwhelmed. There's a lot going on. We have, you know, American Thanksgiving coming up here, and although I'm Canadian, I'm, funny enough, was just speaking about it with a colleague and a friend, and you know, it's, there's just that sort of energy of holiday that you feel here, and coming up on the Christmas holidays and just this holiday season, if you will, and it brings up a lot of emotion for a lot of people. And everyone is a bit raw and a bit tender, and many are going through a lot with their personal lives in addition, and with business. There's just a frenetic, there's a very powerful energy that's around, that we're feeling, that everyone's kind of pulsing into. And it's amazing how I really get an opportunity to peek into and to feel into this vibration that I'm very fortunate to experience with so many different people, really different backgrounds and different communities and groups that I work with all over the world. And I'm amazed to see that there is this pulse, this vibration, this frequency that that we can all connect to, and that we all do connect to, that we're so innately connected to. And it's this heart frequency, and we're either connected to it or we're shut down from it. And what I want to speak to today, and what I really feel called to share, you know, as I was meditating on what to tune into for the show, it was so clear that there's this deep call to love right now that I feel very passionately about sharing around and speaking to, because it's what keeps coming up and what I know is what we're all so hungry for. I just feel it deep in my heart and my bones and my being. And so I wanted to really address that and speak to that today. and what it looks like for each of us. So the real intention of today is more of a prayer that we, a real ask, a real invitation for each and every one of us, myself included, that we really come to, that we metaphorically come to our knees to ask for the kind of loving support from our world, from each other, from ourselves, to really question what's important, what is this all about, and how can we show up to really come together, to support each other, to support ourselves. There's so much overwhelm in the world right now, and there's a lot of chaos, and there's also a lot of beauty and a lot of incredible creative community and collaboration that's also happening. And within that, it can feel overwhelming. It's very frenetic. There's a lot of busy energy, and it's easy for us to feel overwhelmed with the constant stream of information and just technology that comes at us every day. I'm still dealing with the kind of ricochet, the aftermath of my return from a truly incredible retreat in Tulum, and finding myself extremely energy sensitive to just the busyness and the pace at which we lead our lives. It's quite amazing to me how when we get to slow down, we can really come home inside. And I get to see and experience this when I work with my people, when I work privately with clients, and when I work in groups. We get to really connect. And so today's show is really an invitation, a prayer, a call to that love that lives inside each of us, that's longing to be felt and longing to be known. And what does it look like for us in our own personal lives, in our everyday, in our every moment, to be living and breathing and coming from that space, that place inside? Because it's such a call. It's such a deep, deep yearning. And, you know, that we're so interconnected, and what's going on in the world, and the horrors and you know, the attacks and the fear, the aggression, the anger, is such an expression of that disconnect, that isolation, that fear, that anger, that those who are, you know, acting in such a way that, you know, there's such a deep hurt at the source. There's such a fear. There's such a disconnect. And it's very easy for our mind to want to judge and want to blame and want to get angry too. And of course, it's natural that we would. It's upsetting. It's very upsetting to see human lives, innocent lives taken, and just what's happening on the planet in so many parts of the world, and how some of it is being addressed in the media and some of it is not. There's, without, you know, getting into the specifics, because I really am not about, this isn't about taking sides or standing for one and not the other. This is about us standing together. And this is about, what do we do about the pain in the world, the fear in the world? How can we resolve this? And how can we work towards a real loving solution that will support and embrace us all? And there is a way, and this is not some overly utopic idea. This is actually something that we can all do in our own unique lives that are so deeply interconnected with those around us. So that's really what I want to touch on today. It's what I feel called to share around. It's, you know, the reason that I shifted gears and, as many of you know, changed over from the clothing line that I had spent years building to do the work that I'm doing. At its simplest core, it's about connecting heart to heart. And within that, everything else flows, everything else follows. And that's really, at our most basic human core level, what we all long for is to be known, to be seen, to be heard, to be felt. Those exchanges, when honored, when we make the time, when we create the space for, that's where the real growth happens. That's where the love comes alive. And that's where the compassion that we're all being called to really recognize that in each other, to know that beyond our differences are the similarities. There's so much that we all share, so much of those feelings, those fears, that sense of aloneness and isolation and unworthiness, all of that, which we all experience, we all feel. It's about recognizing that and sharing in that with each other so that we don't have those hardened hearts, those pained hearts that act out in the ways that that's what humanity can be pushed to, and in no means, in no way am I wanting to justify any of the horrific behavior that some of our fellow men and some of, you know, what's happening in the world right now is a tragedy. It really is. It's so upsetting, and it's heartbreaking. And yet at the same time, it is this deep call to love. You know, one of the things that spoke so much to me when I really began my own study of Course in Miracles and practice with it was this idea that everything in the world is either a call to love, an expression of love, so it's already a loving expression, or it's a call to love. And that spoke so deeply to me, and I feel so passionately about what's happening right now, that this is such a call to love. There is such a deep call to love right now, and it's so tempting for our ego and our mind and our separated self, which is all of what the fear is about, and feeds on, to keep us separate and to get us angrier. We have to be aware. We have to stay connected to our hearts in this midst, because that's what fear does. It's this insidious, very dangerously contagious energy that keeps us separated, that keeps us disconnected, that keeps us in this perpetual cycle of anger and frustration and acting out an attack. And it's instead of letting ourselves be triggered, which takes a lot of love to do, it's how can we instead recognize that this is really a deeper call to love. This is a call, an invitation for us to stay within that loving space in our own hearts and to see where we can share more love in our own worlds, in our everyday, in our every moment. And it's sometimes as subtle as just the comments we make, in social media. That's definitely a whole show and conversation in and of itself. But I will say that, you know, just the simple mindfulness that we can have around what we're posting and how gentle we're being with each other, recognize that everything we're putting out is actually energetically affecting us too. So when we are lashing out, or if we're aggressing, even if it's subtle, even if it's that passive aggression that we're seeing, and that happens because it's laden with a lot of undercurrent stuff within us. When that's happening, there's still that, we're putting that vibration out, we're emitting it, we're expressing it, and therefore on some level it's going to reverberate. So what we can do, each and every one of us, is really look at how are our own actions impacting those around us. It's so essential right now, more than ever, that we come home inside, that we heal our own hearts so that we can show up as these loving beings, that we can be loving and we can be honest and we can be vulnerable and we can be real with those in our community. I mean, just yesterday I had a really powerful exchange with someone I love very much, and it was the most honest, raw, tender, tear-filled conversation, and it was so powerful and so profound and so beautiful, and I was so grateful for it, because we both got to speak our honest truth and share and move through to the other side. And that's what I'm talking about. It's not to shut down and harden our hearts, you know, when the, excuse my anglais, but shit hits the fan. It's to instead, how do we soften? How do we drop in? How can we open to those wounds within? How can we share? How can we meet each other in the places that we're hurting? Because the world is hurting. There's a lot of heartache right now that we're all feeling. But instead of hardening our hearts, what does it look like to soften and open them? That's the call to love. That is this deep call to love that we're all being invited to embrace within ourselves and with each other. So my invitation to all of us, to myself included and every one of you listening, is where can you be softer and more gentle in your own life? With yourself first and foremost, because if we're not being kind and loving with ourselves, then we can't reach out and express and extend that love. Because usually when we do, and it's just for the sake of that, there's a level of ego that's involved and there's a what's in it for me. We want to really be super careful to be reaching out from a real loving place inside where we've been honoring that within ourselves. And sometimes just the loving ourselves is being super honest about the places that we're hurting. That's usually the best way to get to that love first, is to get really real about the feelings. When we feel through, so we heal through. And that's what this is about. That's what this deeper call to love is really inviting us into right now. And it's our responsibility as fellow human beings, as brothers, as sisters, as mothers, as daughters, as fathers, as sons, as families, as community. The more we recognize that we all experience the same things, the more we connect, so we recognize those similarities. All of that fear feeds on the differences. It feeds on the separation. It feeds on the judgment and the blame and the heart hardening. That's what fear jives on. And it's our responsibility right now to soften into that wounded heart that lives inside each of us, to honor it and to let it heal. And as we let those feelings be known, so we soften through, so we feel through, so we heal through. So I really felt called to share around this because it's such a powerful time. The energy is so raw right now in the universe. We're so tender. We're hurting. I know I am. And it's really now about immersing ourselves in the heart of who we are, because it's in a loving heart that the beginning of all new life begins, you know, that we can birth this growth, this opening, this expansion that we're calling, instead of letting all of the anger and hatred and pain and attack that's happening in the world shut us down. It's our call to love. It's our call to open. It's our call to soften. As A Course in Miracles says, and this is one of my favorite quotes, your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all of the barriers within yourself that you have built against it. Anyone who is acting out, who is attacking, who is blaming, who is judging, and they're varying degrees. On some level, even the smallest cut on Facebook, a little gnarly comment, is a much milder version of an attack. But any of that attack vibration is coming from a place where we have those barriers, where we have shut down and armored our hearts. This is about the kind of love that opens to all that which is. It allows us to open to our truth. One of the things I wanted to speak to that's so important is how essential it is that we know that we're deeply loved. Lao Tzu says, being deeply loved by someone gives you strength, while loving someone deeply gives you courage. And I'm going to say that again because it's so important that we hear this. And it's a call to all of us to recognize being deeply loved by someone gives you strength, while loving someone deeply gives you courage. It's our time to love deeply. And in that love, the loving exchange happens. And this is not the kind of needy love. This is the love that gives effortlessly, that is unconditional, that is open, that is alive, that recognizes each other. It's a love that carries all of the different myriad emotions and vibrations within it. It's a colorful love. It's a messy love. It's an alive love. It's a raw love. It's a truthful love. It's an honest love. That is what we're being called to recognize. We shut down the minute we get a wound. This is an opening that we're being called to. We must have the courage to go within and to be honest and real with each other. It's those hurting hearts that hurt others. And this deep call to love can happen in our own families, in our own work environments, in our everyday. What can you do just with the simplest of smile, with the offering of a hand, metaphorically and quite literally? just those gestures of love, in the same way that the fear has that reverberation, so does the love. And in fact, love is such a higher vibration. So it's really our call to open ourselves to love more at this time when we feel angry and we want to shut down and we want to lash out and we want to blame. That is not the solution, my love. It's not. We're being called to open ourselves more. And that's what the courage is. That's where the courage blooms and expands and evolves and opens us to each other. And that's where the strength lives. It's in our connection. It's in that recognition of each other, even in our pain, in our hurt, in our ache, in our truth. That's where the magic happens. That's the miracle. So my invitation today is really to look in your own heart, look deep inside your heart. Where can you be more loving in your life right now? Because it's amazing how we can compartmentalize. You know, we can share love. And I heard someone in a group of mine recently sharing about how it was so much easier to just give love to all those people in there every day. But then when it came to the ones that were the closest, you know, that's where the challenge was. And that's, you know, something that we all can identify with, we can all relate to. So the greater call to love is, how can I love that person that rubs me the wrong way, that pushes my buttons? What would it look like if today when you go home, you give someone, that person, whether it be that person that you see every day that does push those buttons, or whether it be someone you're just simply connecting with for the first time, and to give them a real honoring, loving connect, whether it be a flash of a smile from your heart, whether it be a hug. For all of you who know me, hello, Jessie May, I love to get my hug on. Hugs are healing. Holding someone, really letting them know that you love them. When all is said and done, this is what's important. This is what we remember. This is what we're here for, is to cultivate that love. Without it, nothing else matters. And this is not just some idealistic, simplistic idea of, it is simple, but it's not to idealize or romanticize a notion. It's to really boil it down to the truth, to the recognition that lives inside of each and every heart, and how powerful that can be. So I hope and I wish for each of us that we can come back to this space. You know, so often it's sort of talked about or thrown around very lightly in a sort of Hallmark way, but my invitation here is to go deeper. Where can you love so deeply that even that love hurts because it's so powerful, that you can just access that feeling of loving someone and really offering your love, really sharing your love, and letting the tears come, letting the laughter come, whatever wants to flow through. Be in that feeling love that connects you with another being. Connect, share, open up about something you've been holding. Let that love be known. Reach out, support someone unexpectedly, even better. It's time, more than ever, that we come from this loving vibration. And so much of it is around this idea of forgiveness. And I, you know, I was a little bit reluctant to bring it up because forgiveness can be interpreted in so many different ways. But I do want to speak a little bit to forgiveness, because forgiveness is one of the most powerful ways that we can bring healing to the world. And when I speak to forgiveness, forgiveness more as a recognition of that person who has done the quote-unquote wrong behavior, or who has wronged us or the world. Forgiveness is a deeper recognition of the aching heart inside that has committed whatever that may be. To hold the space in our hearts to see that person beyond whatever action they've taken, to love them back to wholeness, to their truth. It's one of the most beautiful, powerful ways that we can love each other back to our wholeness. because those people that are hurting and aching and in so much pain and so shut down and so disconnected from their hearts will keep doing what they're doing. And if we keep getting triggered and acting out and reacting, we create, we continue to perpetuate the cycle. We must hold that love and that forgiveness within our own hearts to see beyond the action. And that's not to say that it's okay for the actions to happen, but the power of holding love in the face of fear is beyond anything that our minds can imagine. There is an incredible, expansive radiance that happens when we hold that loving vibration. It metabolizes the fear. It transforms the fear into something so much greater, and it opens the space up for truth to come forth. As Martin Luther said, he who is devoid of the power to forgive is devoid of the power to love. And we, none of us are devoid of the power to love. It is our nature. It is who we are. I really encourage each and every one of us to go to that space inside and to remember that as we forgive, as we come home to that love in our own hearts, we give everyone else permission around us to do the same. And it can be at the smallest level in our simplest of, in the next 10 minutes, if you're sitting at work, just completely connecting with someone that's close by, grabbing an extra juice or coffee for someone who's a coworker, and not just putting it on their desk, but really giving it to them with a knowing smile. A little sweet note or leaving a voicemail, a message for someone that you care about, just to tell them that you love them. What does it look like for us in our individual way to reach out with love? Being of loving service to our world and to each other is the greatest gift we can give, and that is where the healing begins. We must start in our own backyard. We must start in our own communities. There's bigger ways we can show up too, but this is where it must begin, and it has to start with us. So my invitation to everyone and to myself as well, to all of us, is create some space for yourself today to put your hand on your heart. Let's do that now. And allow yourself here to just breathe into your heart. Feel that heartbeat. Let's take some deep breaths together. So breathe in, feel your heart. And exhale. Beautiful. And again, let's breathe into that heart, that source, that power. And exhale, letting go, release, full expansion. Exhale. Beautiful. And allow yourself to tune in to the heartbeat here. This is a gentle invitation from my heart to yours that we all come home to this heart inside. Create some space for yourself today and every day. Before you tuck in, breathe in, remember someone that you love, someone, send someone that love, honor that love, breathe that love into your own heart. And set the intention, how can you love more in this day and tomorrow? Wake upon rising, connect with your heart, breathe in and be reminded of the love that you are and how you can share that love. We are being called to love. I love each and every one of you, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. May this world listen to the love that we are. May it be held in the love that we share. And may our hearts heal because we are being called to this connectedness. It's time. from my heart to yours. I thank you for tuning in today.